Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on prayer is the unseen part is the real deal. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Luke chapter 5 and verse 16. But Jesus himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray in seclusion. As we will see in the coming episodes, there are different dimensions and types of prayer. Today, I want to looking up to the life of Jesus as an example and by the help of the Holy Spirit, highlight what I consider the most important dimension of prayer. Our anchor scripture says that often Jesus would slip away into a secluded place to pray. He didn't do this once or twice. It was almost a constant in his life. If you look through scripture, you will see that Jesus prayed with his disciples. He prayed with people who needed healing. He blessed people openly. He went into the temple at prayer times to join in corporate prayers, but he never, ever neglected the place of his private personal prayers. From scripture, I can prove that Jesus would retreat into his secret place when things were going very well for him. He would go into his secret place before he made any important decision. He would go very early in the morning while people were still sleeping. He would retreat when things seemed to not be working or things seemed tough. He would go when there was no apparent reason to go. Sometimes he would go all night. Jesus prioritized his secret place. My dear listeners, all these things I'm saying can be proved from the Bible. Now, if Jesus, who was and is God, who came with a set mandate to the earth and with all the backing from heaven, made retreating to pray alone a priority, would it not be foolish of us to neglect his example? God came on the earth and made sure he prayed. Question is, who do you think you are that you shouldn't pray? You see, it was because Jesus had a secret prayer life that he had a powerful public presence. There is place for communal prayer and public prayer and corporate prayer meetings, but we must never neglect the secret place, our own personal altar of fellowship to the Father. Jesus understood this so well. If you will be effective as a believer, as a minister, as a worship leader, as a pastor, as anything at all in this kingdom, you will have to understand that the prayers you do in secret, where people do not see, when you are alone, are those that will bet the results people will eventually see. We are a generation that has now made showing off normal, especially through the internet. We want to show the world that we are in conferences. We want to show the world that we are in church. We want to show the world that we are in prayer meetings. And I cannot even condemn any of these things. But the message today is the real work is done in secret. The secret place is the place of empowerment. It is the place where we receive clarity. It is the place that equips you for the public ministry. Again, I ask, if Jesus had to make time within his amazingly busy schedule to withdraw and pray, what is your excuse? Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. I pray that as we listen to the messages in this series, that you will open our hearts to receive your word. I pray specifically for fresh fire on our prayer altars. I pray that the altars in our secret places will be revived and that as the body of Christ, we will realize the potency in frequenting our secret places. Take all the glory, Almighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.